Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. Here's some of what Sunburnt Stone will be packing into our March Music Maker. It's off their album, El Navajo. This energy is courtesy of Sunburnt Stone, which prides itself on sound-rich compositions. Right after the news, we'll hear their story and hope you'll add a bit of your own by telling us just how the music is moving you today. Stay tuned.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Canadian government has again promised to end boil water advisories in First Nations communities. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the latest commitment has no timeline for when that would happen.
There are still 58 active boil water advisories in 38 First Nations reserves across Canada, and the Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will not achieve its goal of lifting all advisories by this month, a promise made by Trudeau within 5 years of his taking office. Now Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller has recommitted the federal government to end the advisories and ensure clean tap water for all First Nations communities. Miller says it remains a top government priority and it will be fulfilled, and First Nations will see that.
They also need to see the commitment, and this is something that I will be doing in terms of speaking to community leadership with water advisory still in place. They'll get a letter that reinforces our commitment and the long-term commitment of the Government of Canada to them, because that is always an open question and it needs to be addressed for people to have that confidence. And in terms of our work with the community, they need to know that we're relentless in getting it done.
Miller also unveiled the launch of a new website that would track the government's progress. He says a First Nations community with a long-term drinking water advisory will have its own webpage that details a plan and progress report. Ottawa has committed $3.5 billion to address long-term drinking water advisories. But some critics say a website is not a strategy or a solution, adding there should be a specific date for lifting all advisories. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The Cherokee Nation released a statement Thursday ensuring its work on criminal justice following an Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals ruling, which dismissed criminal charges in a case and will likely lead to the dismissal of other cases on Cherokee land. After last year's U.S. Supreme Court McGirt decision affirming reservation of the Muscogee Creek Nation and ultimately other tribes, the Cherokee Nation in a statement said it's been hard at work to strengthen its justice system and protect citizens while fully preserving tribal sovereignty. Cherokee Nation Attorney General Sarah Hill says when cases are dismissed, it will not mean defendants walk free, as cases are filed in tribal court and others refiled with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby issued a proclamation in response to Thursday's ruling by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals in a case which formalizes Chickasaw Nation and federal jurisdiction over crimes involving American Indians within Chickasaw territory. Brian Brazier has more.
In his proclamation, Governor Anitubby stated, "The rulings affirm what we have always known. The Chickasaw people continue, and so too does our treaty homeland." Governor Anitubby stressed the importance of tribal, state, and federal governments working together as the Chickasaw Nation assumes additional criminal justice responsibilities. In related executive orders, Governor Anitubby outlined the methods by which the Chickasaw Nation will enhance their criminal code, expand the court system, and reinforce relationships with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to ensure that law and order are maintained in the Chickasaw Nation. Governor Anitubby stated, "We have a long history of working closely with the state of Oklahoma to address significant challenges and develop solutions for the benefit of all Oklahomans. We look forward to working together on this issue in a manner that respects tribal, state, and federal sovereignty." Reporting from the Chickasaw Nation, I'm Brian Brazier.
The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to move forward with the nomination of Deb Haaland for Secretary of the Interior. Supporters took to the Senate floor touting Haaland's bipartisan work as a congresswoman and knowledge of Indian country as qualifications to lead the agency, while those in opposition voiced concerns about the oil and gas industry. The Senate voted to limit debate and advance the nomination for a final vote on Monday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands, Ashirwitdui. There's a lot blooming today on our March look at music. With us on the line this hour is a budding band full of great sound with deep roots in the Navajo Nation. They call themselves Sunburned Stone, and their 11-track album, El Navajo, takes us to some rocking metal compositions, topped off with the voice of the band's dreamer, who goes by Andrew Wilson, who you'll meet in just a moment, along with the Miracle Man, Daryl Young, and Flamin' Hot, Nicole Sozi. This hour, we'll find out why they carry these titles and take in their sounds, which are the result of a lot of passion for music and creativity that's been brewing for decades. The different songs are an extension of what the band says is their true self, and the aftermath of the many places their feet and hearts have taken them to, including pathways on the dustiest roads to the most hardest-hitting pavement. And when you are one of the first 10 people to make it on air with a comment or question, you will receive a copy of El Navajo, courtesy of the band. And to get into the mix, all you have to do is dial 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And right now, it is my honor to introduce you to Sunburnt Stone. On the line out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is Andrew Wilson. Andrew, welcome. And also here, too, is Daryl Young, who joins us out of Phoenix, Arizona. And also here, too, is Nicole Sozi, who joins us out of Albuquerque. All three of these band members are Navajo, and it is our honor to have them here. And Andrew, I'll just turn it over to you. Anything you want to share, good day to the folks. Go ahead.
Hello, Yate. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, America, and all of Native America. Good to be speaking to you and have you guys hear some of our music today.
Well, we really appreciate that. And Daryl Young here, too. Daryl, anything you want to tell the people?
Hey, good morning, everybody, all the way from the Pacific Coast to the East Coast, on everywhere between. Good morning and good afternoon.
Thank you. And Nicole, go ahead. Your words. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Well, we're happy with the music, too. And just congratulations to all of you. I know you've been working really hard on your music for years. And to be able to share this album is really exciting. And I think just proper. It's happening in the springtime where a lot of things are, as I said, blooming. And so before we hear one of your songs, Andrew, I just want to turn it to you. What are your hopes that people will take away once they start hearing this music?
Good vibes, happy feelings. I mean, I've worked on writing music most of my life, but, you know, what I do, I hope essentially affects somebody in a manner that, you know, makes them happy in their life. That's basically why I do it.
Well, we appreciate that. And you know what? Let's go ahead and give them the music. This is Four Corners off of the album El Navajo from Sunburned Stone, our March music makers. If you'd like to connect with them, dial right now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. First 10 callers on air with a comment or question will receive a complimentary copy of this album, courtesy of the band. So let's get to it. Here is Four Corners. ¶¶
Crossing Blade to hide all their scars, to mask what's inside, hidden deep in their hearts. And what's outside, the already shows it's the end of this time and the end of this
is Sunburnt Stone. They are here with us on the line today, our March music makers. We know you want to talk to these music makers, so go ahead and dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And so, Daryl, I'm going to turn to you. Tell us a little bit about what we're hearing.
Hey, so what you're hearing now is all the dynamics that we put together to make this song complete. We have guitars that are basically dual layered here, and so what we wanted to capture was a good Southwest tone that incorporates kind of some of that old American Western theme that you would see in the old movies back in the 50s, and that kind of that gives you that feel, you know, some of that native power that we'll share and still hold on to today.
And so did y'all have to put on your spurs to do this one? Yeah, I feel that West tone. And Andrew, anything you want to say about what we're hearing too?
The music comes naturally. You know, I grew up watching a lot of old Westerns with my grandfather on the Navajo Reservation. And, you know, there wasn't much out there growing up, so a lot of that played into my upbringing. I was raised in a place called Shanto, Arizona, and another place, Two Gray Hills, New Mexico, where my dad had a store. But not many radio stations out there. And then when I would watch those shows with my grandfather, that sort of became a staple of music for me. But those sounds naturally just started to play into my head. And Four Corners, you know, represents basically geographical area which we're from, and there's four sacred directions to the Navajos, and it's just their songs basically about finding your way in life.
And I think we all get to that point of figuring out what paths we are on. And Nicole, what kind of path has this song taken you on?
Well, it's definitely, you know, an unexpected path, but a path that I love being a part of. You know, being in the Southwest, I feel like this song just really kind of takes you there. It's like a toe tapper. I don't know. This is just one of my favorite songs, and I make the music videos for our group. So this is one of my favorite music videos to put together as well.
Well, we have that links to it on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter if you want to take a look at that. And with us today is Sunburnt Stone. They are sharing their brand new album, El Navajo. You can also join us, too, at 1-800-996-2848. And so I introduce you all, not with the typical ways that we often do when we bring bands in. Often you hear titles like lead singer, drums, bass, vocals, things like that. But instead, you all have some pretty interesting titles. Nicole, we introduced you as Flamin' Hot, Darryl, Miracle Man, Andrew, the Dreamer. And Nicole, tell us a little bit about taking on those titles instead of what you usually see.
Well, you know, we have a different sound than most people. So when we made our album, we wanted to, you know, put on something different there. So I chose Flamin' Hot just because I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos, hot pickles, hot chili. So that's why I chose my name.
And Dara, I'm wondering if you're a miracle man, because some of the technical stuff you pull off. Anything you want to say, Daryl, go ahead.
You know, a lot of that stuff, I mean, you know, we talk together about how we want to approach, you know, the writing techniques. You know, with the whole COVID-19, and I'm going to get a little personal depth here. You know, when I lost my job in 2019 and ended up having to relocate, you know, trying to find work, it took a few miracles to pull that off. And writing this and finishing this album was a miracle in itself. Because now we have, you know, I'm in a different state. Andrew, him and I, we just kind of collaborate as to how we're going to get this finished. And then next thing you know, we're coming up with solutions and ideas that almost seems miraculous at some point that, you know, the three of us, you know, we're the only ones that are actually producing this album.
Wow. And, I think just being able to pull something off like that in a pandemic, that is definitely something to celebrate. You can celebrate with us, too. We got Sunburn Stone on the line. Join us. Phone lines are open. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Several Native women made names for themselves as strong leaders during adversity. They often beat the odds by rising through the ranks of traditionally male roles, then created legacies all on their own. On the next Native America Calling, we recognize Women's History Month by celebrating notable female leaders.
Native Americans affected by domestic violence can call the Strong Hearts Native Helpline, offering peer-to-peer support and resources. Strong Hearts takes calls from those experiencing domestic violence, concerned family members and friends, and those with questions about what a healthy relationship looks like. Safe, anonymous, and confidential at 844-7-NATIVE. That's 844-7-NATIVE. This program supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You are in the center of the music with us today here on Native America Calling. It is our March Music Makers. We have Sunburned Stone with us on the line. The full band is with us. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Go ahead and dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's go ahead and go to our phone lines. We're going to say hi to ZZ Wee in Lower Swift Bear, South Dakota, tuned in on KOYA. Thanks for giving us a ring. And go ahead, how are you feeling about the music?
I think the music sounds fantastic. I love the song. And I just wanted to say, Petro Kile Yushkia Umpo. Yeah. Today is a good day. Be happy. Yeah,
very
that's what
nice.
I think of their music. And well, yeah, I love the name of the band too. So,
thanks for reaching out, ZZ Wee. Let's take another call. We got Mary in Santa Fe, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Mary, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Yeah, this is Mary Mota, and I just want to say that I'm fascinated with your superhero names. You know, Hot. The fire hot.
Flaming hot.
I think those are powers that I wish I had, you know.
Very nice.
I also love the... Hello?
Yeah, I hear you, Mary. Go for it.
I love the music because I watch, you know, I have to get up super early because my partner doesn't like old Westerns, but I'm involved in it, and I hung out with some Dene from Chushka, and that's all we would watch. Hopalong Cassidy... You know, Gunsmoke. Who watches that stuff? We do in Native country. And I was listening to the words of their music, and the end of the year, the end of the trail. And I hope it is the end of the trail for COVID for their nation.
And Mary,
you know, and they sing with sincerity. You know, and I feel it. I hear it in their words. These young people, they're impressive.
Well, Mary, thanks for giving us a ring. Wish you safe travels. I'll turn it back to the band. Anything you want to share, Daryl, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say thank you very much for those words. I mean, it means a lot to us. Sometimes we just feel like we're just throwing things out there into the void and not getting any kind affirmation or confirmation of success. So it's kind of hard to really feel out what you're doing is going to, if we're on the right path or not, but we just kind of still hold steady to our mission, and how we want to create this sound, what direction we want to go. So I just want to say thank you to all the listeners who appreciate what we put out.
Well, thanks for that, Daryl. Andrew, anything to add?
Oh, just basically what Daryl said. A cat, Mary, for saying that. It means a lot to us because Daryl and I have been at this doing music since the late 90s. And we get very little feedback from audience members. But when we do, it's usually genuine and sincere, and we can definitely feel it. And it's a driving force for what we want to produce and future music and such.
Very nice. Again, thank you for your calls. You can join us, 1-800-996-2848. I got another caller on the line. We're going to say hi to Stephen in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Tuned in online. Stephen, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good day.
Andrew,
good
how
day,
you doing, Stephen. Man? I'm just wanted to reach out and just say, hey, it's a long road, but keep up the good work. Keep striving. As for the affirmation, confirmation, that will come in time, and it'll come from within, and it'll prosper outside. And I hope you keep that in mind and just keep the struggle going. As far as your inspiration as an Indigenous artist, I appreciate that very much. Up here, we get a lot of Indigenous music, and I support the Indigenous artists and hope you guys all the success in the world here from this part of Turtle Island and Ontario, Canada.
Well, thanks for checking in, Stephen, there in Toronto. We now go to Michael, who's in Jemez Pueblo, tuned in on KUNM here in New Mexico. Michael, welcome. You're on air.
Thank you, Shubert. Yeah, thanks a lot. Man, I really love that, the music. The first song had a real good heart throb with the beat of the drum. And also, it reminds me of traveling on the road through Nozzolini or Wheatville or even Monument Valley with their name, the Sandburnt Rock. And also, the wind sometimes, and also there's a lot of ravens. You can see the ravens going, playing around in those mesas. And also that second song reminded me of night travel, the nighttime with the shadows and all that. And it seems like it reminded me of the Navajo bands on the parades and the Navajo fairs, everybody cheering and the bands just really going at it on top of those floats. And also it reminded me of Robert Mirabeau. It seems like they have that acute way of mood. They can express happiness, they can express loneliness, and they can express joy all in just with their words and the way the tempo and even the music, the instruments. And I love this music.
Well, Michael, thanks for calling in. And this art form, music, being able to share your thoughts and emotions, it does bring it in a very special way. Michael, thanks for reaching out. And Sunburned Stone, that name catches you. Andrew, anything you want to tell us about where that comes from?
Well, let me first tell Michael, thank you, man. Those are powerful words, and that means a lot to me. The word Sunburned Stone, I've gone through different phases in my life. At one point, I was a stonemason for 11 years, and, it also plays off of like being in the Southwest and growing up in the desert, how you have the red sandstone cliffs and there's patina rock faces, which have been weathered over time through the desert environment. And, that's what people see, like when they see petroglyphs and stuff that are carved into those faces sometimes. But it also represents, I would say, a part of me, how I have all these scars and, what I play in my music's just an example of what I am.
Mm. And
if it makes any sense.
It does. And even the strength of the Stones. Really enjoy it. If you want to talk directly with Sunburned Stone, call in right now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. You know what? Let's hear more. We're going to go to their song, Mankind, which is off of the album El Navajo, spelled with an H. And again, when you hear this music, you want to tell them what you think. Dial in now. We got 6 CDs left, plenty to share with you. 1-800-996-2848. Let's go to that now. This is Mankind by Sunburnt Stone. This is Sunburnt Stone. You are hearing their song, Mankind. Dial in, tell them what you think about the music. Let's go ahead and go to a call. We are going to say hi to Gerald in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Gerald, thanks for dialing in. Go ahead, you're on air.
Okay, thank you. I'm just hearing the first few lines of music of the first two songs took me back to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It has a very famous music track by Marconi. Are you young folks familiar with that? The movie?
Okay. Let's turn it back to the band. Anybody got any thoughts on that? Go ahead.
Ennio Morricone, I'm definitely familiar with his music. I first actually heard it not through The Good, Bad, and Ugly, but I think he did music for Conan the Destroyer movie back in the 80s, and that was another thing that I picked up on.
Very nice. Well, yeah, Gerald, go ahead. Okay, Gerald, thanks for calling in. You know what? Let's go ahead and hear a little bit more of this song. While we're doing that, dial in 1-800-996-2848.
And there you have it. Sunburnt Stone. Dial in now. Talk to them directly. 1-800-996-2848. We're going to go to Denise, who's on the line. Denise, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Chubma, good morning. I've heard the music this morning, and I'm not familiar with the band or the work, but all I can say is I have got to hear more. This is awesome. Thank you all for your talents and sharing them with the world and just making it a better place. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise. You'll definitely get more in this hour. Thanks for giving us a ring there out of El Prado, New Mexico. Tuned in on KUNM. We now go to JJ, who is in Torreon, New Mexico. Tuned in on KUNM. JJ, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air. All right, let's see if we can get JJ back. And while we do that, I will turn to Nicole. Nicole, we heard some fun sounds in that track. Anything you want to tell us about this song, Mankind?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, just the album in general, we really want to, I think, take you on a journey. So hopefully, you know, as people are listening to the album, they're taken to these places. You know, a lot of people mentioned the Western themes and things like that. So hopefully, they're, you know, what we're trying to show is take them, you know, on a journey. So hopefully they're feeling that, and it sounds like they are. So, you know, I'm just happy that everyone out there is getting the music and they're picking up what we're putting down.
Well, you know what? I know they're really picking it up as we see these phone lines lighting up. If you want to talk directly with the band, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848. Is the number. And when you hear music like this, especially understanding that these are indigenous musicians, what do you want to say about how maybe this stretches people's understanding of Native music? Any thoughts on that? Go ahead, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Sunburn Stone is here with us the full hour. We're learning a little bit about the album. And we're also going to get deeper into where this band formed. And of course, I know you like to hear about influences. I want to hear more about their influences too. And maybe you are a musician as well, and you know what it has meant to keep your music going during these times. What kind of things and avenues have you had to turn to keep doing what you love? You can tell us about it by calling in 1-800-996-2848. Is our number, and we know it truly is an honor and a privilege to be able to take this space once a month to turn to the music and hear what our Native nations are saying, feeling, and giving back. And so this month we are hearing some rockin' rhythms from Sunburnt Stone. We'll continue these rhythms right after the break, but again, there is space for you in this hour. Music lovers, where you at? We're ready for you. We're giving away 10 copies of this album, and I look down, and I think we got 4 more left. So plenty to share. Just dial in. You got to make it on air, though. 1-800-996-2848 is a number, and maybe you have questions. You can call in with those, too. The band will take them. Go ahead and dial now. 1-800-99-NATIVE is how you get into the conversation.
Support by DreamSpring, a nonprofit community lender. For over 25 years, DreamSpring has been increasing access to business credit for entrepreneurs across New Mexico, Arizona, and beyond. DreamSpring offers loans for self-employed entrepreneurs, startups, and large established enterprises. Information about flexible credit requirements, affordable rates, and customized lending available by calling 800-508-7624 or online at dreamspring.com.
Thanks for your ears and hearts opening up to Sunburnt Stone, our March Music Makers today. I'm Tara Gatewood, and the strength and beauty of the Navajo Nation is definitely beaming through the sound today. And this dynamic trio is live with us. If you'd like to talk directly with them, we hope you'll dial in now to 1-800-996-2848. And, you know, I know today is a special day that you would like to commemorate, Andrew. So I'm going to turn it over to you to help give us a little more recognition on the importance of today with, I guess, a special song.
Hello again. Yeah, today's a really special day. Since America's listening in Canada, flaming hot over there, the drummer, Nicole's been with us for quite a while, and she's been in my life for many years. But today is very special because today is her birthday. Today was the day she got hatched. And basically, in front of everybody, I'm going to sing her happy birthday, okay?
Go for it.
Sunburnt Stone style. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dolly. Happy birthday to you.
All right. And Andrew, I don't know, I was feeling a little Marilyn Monroe there, eh? Nicole, anything you want to share?
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it is my birthday today. I'm 40 years old and happy to be on the show, happy to be alive, happy to be in the band. So, yeah, thank you.
All right, 40 and fierce.
Heartbeat of our band.
Very nice. Well, you know what? Your fans, they're calling in. Let's go ahead and hear more from them. We're going to go now to our caller, Mike, who is in Moriarty, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Mike, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Happy birthday, Nicole. You don't look 40. You look like you're about 20. hey, man, I love you guys' music. I listen to all your stuff, Drew. It's excellent, faraway sound. I love driving, great driving music. I can feel you guys. And I get some Mazzy Star out of there. I get that nice, faraway sound. It's excellent, man. Excellent CD.
Thank you for that, Mike. All right, we now go to Bradley, who is in Turtle Mountain, North Dakota. Thanks for giving us a ring, Bradley. You're on air.
Hey, hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
I just wanted to know who is most influential on you guys' path to your singing.
All right, and Daryl, take us to it. Some of the influences.
Some of the influence for singing? Well, I think them were Andrew, but I know some of my playing styles. I kind of get my influence around surfing, but because I grew up out near the ocean. But I think there's some bands out there that I kind of like take some influence off. I think the Colt would be one of them. You know, I like the way Billy plays on there. But there's a lot of other, you know, back in the metal days, I used to listen to a lot of Testament and get my some of the riffs from Alex Skolnick, you know, for influences on guitar playing.
That's a pretty mean band, too. And Andrew, anything on influences?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, indigenous-wise, I got to say, like, Keith Sokola and Michael Martinez from Exit. I grew up with their music as well. More mainstream, I was huge into The Doors. Jim Morrison. I love Johnny Cash, that type of stuff. Metal, Danzig, AC/DC. Those were huge influences of me growing up, along with the blues and country and such.
Well, I'm hearing some of those reflections, and it's fun to hear influences. Nicole, I got to get yours too. Go ahead.
So I started playing the drums when I was in college. I was playing the hand drum. I was in the Balasinum choir. And so we learned songs that were brought to the choir from members of the choir from different tribes all over the country. So that's where I guess I started drumming. And then from there, I kind of just started with like a basic blues beat. So I don't know that I have influences, but that's where I started from with the drum.
Very nice. Well, you know what, Bradley, thanks for asking and thanks for giving us a ring, and let's give away one more CD. We're going to go to Jimbo in Hopi, Arizona, tuned in on KUII. Jimbo, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
And good morning and good afternoon to everybody out there. This is the DJ from KUII, Hopi Radio,
nice.
88.1 FM. And I met the band up in Tupa City during our fair up there. And they were good. I like their music. They're just like me. the way they sound. I would like to hear some harmonica on there, because that's what I like to play too, harmonica. And I like to say hello to the drummer, the Bluebird. I met her too, and I met all the bands up there that were up there singing and doing their performance, some of them. And I was up there doing the MC, and I had a good time with them. So thank you again for letting me come on. You all have a great day, and I hope you all come down to our Hopi Reservation again and come see KUII. Maybe we can do something live for you guys down there, or help us.
Very nice, Jimbo.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like a collaboration is coming up, too. Jimbo, good to hear your voice. KUII, a wonderful station. We know there is a lot of heart in all the work that y'all do. So big up to everybody there. Nicole, anything you want to tell Jimbo?
Hi, Jimbo. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Yeah, that was a great show down there. A lot of great people. And we did receive your care package that you sent. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate you.
Okay. Well, you know what? Jimbo wants more music. We do too. Let's go ahead and take in another one off of the album El Navajo. This is Troubled Dreams by the group Sunburned Stone, who's on the line today. And looks like I got one more CD, so we'll give it away coming up soon. But here we go, straight to it. Our March Music Makers, Sunburned Stone. This is Troubled Dreams.
To fade away.
when you're alive.
And this is Sunburnt Stone. We got one more CD to share with our listeners. Let's go ahead and say hello to Yayuk in Kotzebue, Alaska, tuned in on KOTZ. Yayuk, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday. And I wanted to mention that I really enjoy the music that they have, that they played. And I wanted to mention, too, that I've gone to Arizona quite a bit, and I went down to Shanto, Arizona. I went down that little track down into the valley. And I just wanted to mention that. It's one of the things that was caught my attention, so.
Very nice. Well, you know what, Andrew, I know you got roots close to there, so go ahead, anything you want to tell Yayuk.
Hello, man. Thank you for calling from all the way from Alaska. Yeah, I'm from Shanto. My family, my grandpa is buried right there. We're probably within less than half a mile from where you went down. But I share roots there. I had to bury another family member recently there. But I feel like my blood is intertwined with the dirt there. It's red. And that, to me, that will always be home. Thank you, man. Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? Let's hear more of this song. This is Sunburnt Stone. And there you go, Sunburnt Stone. And you know what? I got another caller. Let's go ahead and bring him in. We got Jamie on the line giving us a ring today. Jamie, thanks for dialing in. And I guess you're in Eastlake, Minnesota, tuned in WGZS. Oh, actually, we don't have Jamie. Jamie, sorry. But you know what? We have a lot of stuff that we have learned today, and on the line with us today, Andrew Wilson, Daryl Young, Nicole Sozi. And I know that you all have put a lot of heart into your work. And is there anything more you want people to know about this album and the music you're making? Andrew, start us off.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to some of what we got. And for those people that are buying parts, digital parts of my mind and conscience, that means everything to me. I've been working my whole life trying to make the best music I can. You know, this album has definitely been years in the making, and it's not going to be the last. I'm about halfway done writing and recording songs for the second follow-up album to this. I'm going to hand it over to Daryl.
All right, Daryl, take it away.
Yeah, so, yeah, this isn't basically where we leave off right now. We have a whole lot more in works. We actually have at least twice as much music in our inventory right now. So, you know, if you're interested in hearing more, just search us out. We have our Facebook pages that you can reach us at. We'll release singles on SoundCloud and get distributed to there. So, but by all means, you know, hit us up on social media, and we'll, you know, one of us will answer, and we'll always get back to you.
All right, thank you for that. Nicole, anything more you want folks to know about Sunburnt Stone?
We enjoy playing together. I, you know, definitely have fun with this. I never saw myself as a drummer, so this is a lot of fun. And, you know, I think we're definitely missing out on the live performances, for ourselves, and as well as seeing other live music, you know. So hopefully that'll be coming back soon, and we can interact with everybody and hopefully get together.
Okay, and that's, also where people can connect with you and some of the video work, I guess, you're doing too. Remind them your website. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yeah, the website is sunburntstone.com. And from there, you can link up to our social media. You can link up to some of our YouTube channel. But we're pretty active on Facebook, so you can find us on Facebook, Sunburnt Stone, and Instagram, sunburnt_stone. And Twitter, we are just Sunburnt Stone. And then YouTube, it is Sunburnt Stone as well. So yeah, link up with us on there. We'll definitely be, you know, releasing more music videos, some singles, like Daryl said, and we'll always, you know, get back to you on Facebook. So.
All right. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for our March Music Maker. Big ups to Sunburnt Stone for sharing this space with us today. Thank you to Andrew Wilson, Daryl Young, birthday girl Nicole Sosie. Thank you for sharing your sound and the album El Navajo with the callers. And join us Monday for a tribute to Native women's history. I'm Tara Gatewood. Thank you to our crew here at Native America Calling. Also thanks to the folks with National Natives News and Quantic Broadcast Corporation. I'm Tara Gatewood.
Smoking gave me COPD, which makes it harder and harder for me to breathe. I have a tip for you. If your doctor gives you 5 years to live, spend it talking with your grandchildren. Explain to them that your grandpa's not going to be around anymore to share his wisdom and his love. I haven't figured out how to do that yet, and I'm running out of time.
COPD makes it harder and harder to breathe and can cause death. You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Oh, that's spooky. Chilen could tinak some blue and crisp yo tin chashit ya twasket, in chin can zooch and zintumist in chashit, chasech spookanese open hash seal 2021. Kol naucht smeet, chquilkul tausish, chskeli such mariam yach sachem, chquimint healthcare.gov, uchwa chquilkul tauset 1-800-318-2596. Hiets mamit in centers kol Medicare u Medicaid services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Quantic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.